This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Three more bodies were found in the debris of a partially collapsed U.S. City of Miami area condominium on Monday. The discovery brings the total confirmed dead to 27 after the remaining parts of the complex were demolished overnight. According to Reuters, the bodies were found after suspended search and rescue efforts resumed following the demolition of the remaining part of the Champlain Towers South complex in Surfside. That's where many remain missing. Explosives brought down the rest of the partially collapsed 12-story building at about 10:30 p.m. local time on Sunday. Part of the building originally collapsed on June 24th. On top of the search and rescue efforts, Florida is watching Tropical Storm Elsa, which is near Cuba. The storm was forecast to approach western Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. Rescue workers are digging through sludge and debris looking for dozens of people who may be trapped after a mudslide ripped with a roar through a Japanese seaside resort town. Saturday's landslide has killed at least four people. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some of them were away when the disaster struck. Many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. Pope Francis is alert and breathing without assistance and in good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon. That's according to the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in the hospital for 7 days, barring any complications, following his 3-hour operation on Sunday night by a 10-person team. This is VOA News. The United Nations envoy compared Belarus to a totalitarian state on Monday. The UN special rapporteur told the Human Rights Council the forced grounding of a passenger plane in Minsk shows the Belarusian government's wish to end all forms of dissidence. That forced landing of a passenger jet in Minsk led to the arrest of an onboard journalist in May. Anaïs Marin told the Geneva-based forum that the situation illustrates the desire of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. She said it is a form of purge that recalls those practiced by totalitarian states. She also described a deteriorating situation in the former Soviet state. Israel's parliament is to vote on whether to renew a temporary law first enacted in 2003 that bars Arab citizens of Israel from extending citizenship or even residency permits to spouses from the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Critics say it's a racist measure aimed at preventing the growth of Israel's Arab minority, which supporters say it's needed for security purposes and to preserve Israel's Jewish character. Israel's dominant right-wing parties strongly support the law, but Israel's new government includes left-wing opponents of the measure. The right-wing opposition aiming to embarrass the government has warned ahead of Monday's session that it won't provide the votes needed to pass the law. Some Spanish regions are rolling back curbs on nightlife only weeks after dropping them. This comes as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth. Fearing that the surge in contagion could strain healthcare services, health officials in several parts of the country are also rushing to reach people under 30 with COVID-19 jabs. Spain's strict vaccination rollout has so far focused on older, more vulnerable groups. On Friday, Spain's 14-day contagion rate among people 20 to 29 years old was nearly 3 times the national average of 153 new cases per 100,000 residents. Cashew nut processors in Ivory Coast have asked for government aid and protection from competition coming from deeper-pocketed Asian exporters that they say are driving them toward bankruptcy, that according to a letter seen by Reuters. The Ivory Coast Cashew Industry Group, which represents 15 cashew processors, said in a letter to the sector regulator the companies have only purchased around 37,000 tons this season, or around 15% of their capacity. Via remote, I'm Liz Peldell.